Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can get that app anywhere. You get your favorite apps, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. You look for the Odyssey app, big orange background with a white A, download it. Once it's in, search for WILK News Radio, favorite us, and that's it. You get us each and every time, any place. Works seamlessly with your CarPlay. It's a good little tool to have. It is 91 degrees, 308 here on this Wednesday, July 30th, 2025. Yes, we are here live in the flesh. Jake is in the control room. I am here on the radio, and we have lots to talk about today. You can call or text 570-883-0098 through the day. Well, through the afternoon anyway, and discuss what's on your mind. I do have some breaking news. Yes, I do have some breaking news. Former Vice President Kamala Harris has announced that she will not run for governor of California, putting an end to speculation that she would seek the state's top executive role after her loss in the presidential race in November. In recent months, I've given serious thought to asking the people of California for a privilege to serve as their governor. I love this state, its people, and its promise. It is my home, but after deep reflection, I've decided that I will not run for governor in this election, Harris said in a statement. So that's some breaking news for today. Really doesn't affect us, but it does kind of show where her future may or may not be going. Is she going to run for president again? We don't know. But at least she will not be running for governor of California. There was also just a press conference in New York City from mayoral candidate Mamdani, the socialist candidate for mayor, who has a lengthy history of asking for defunding the police, calling the NYPD racists, and a whole plethora of anti-police statements. And, of course, his political hat is on now, so he's walking it back a little bit, not totally distancing himself, saying, well, you know, police have changed its direction on what it – no, the people who direct the police have changed their direction, not the police, simply because you don't want to enforce laws and you want the law enforcement in New York City to be the city's Band-Aid for all your failed policies has a little bit to blame with it. What's interesting, though, is one of the units that he has directly called for disbanding is what's called the Strategic Response Group. And there are hundreds of NYPD officers that are assigned to the Strategic Response Group. If you've gone to New York City over the past year or so or 2 years, in touristy areas, they are the ones that usually have long rifles. They are dressed a little more tactically with heavy vests and helmets. And they're there to ensure a higher presence of safety because of the world we live in now. They also respond to a lot of the protests that have been happening because there are different parts of that unit. Now, that being said, they were the main group that responded. I mean, everyone responded, but they were the only entities with the firepower capacity to deal with this individual in New York City outside of emergency service unit. Now, in the borough of Manhattan, at that time, about 6:30 in the afternoon, there's probably about a dozen emergency service officers that are working in the borough of Manhattan for the entire borough. And if you've ever tried to get from lower Manhattan to midtown Manhattan or from midtown Manhattan on the east side to the west side, even with lights and sirens, that's a difficult task. Where the Strategic Response Group has hundreds of officers assigned to Manhattan. And they were the first ones you saw running into the building with their own long guns to challenge this shooter, this suspect in the Park Avenue shooting. Again, they are the only entities in the New York City Police Department that had the capacity to challenge this individual. Now, you had officers on patrol that had their 9mm sidearms that, of course, would have challenged this individual, but they would have been underpowered. So we put all these things together. It's interesting that the mayoral candidate talked about him mourning the victims and mourning the NYPD officer. and talking about his re-evaluated views on policing and his political tap dance because he is close to becoming the next mayor of New York City. And let's state a fact, he is very close to being the next mayor of New York City, which is a travesty for anyone who has anything connected to New York City or any loved ones who still live there, because this is going to be it's going to be jumping off the cliff. I mean, forget about jumping the shark. This is going to be literally throwing everything off the cliff. But he gave that press conference today from SEIU headquarters building with the big SEIU billboard behind him. This is who these charlatans are. And here's someone who's never worked a day in his life. He comes from privilege. He comes from money. Just like the rest of these fakes and phonies that want you to believe they're either, you know, the little girl from the Bronx or, you know, some inner city urban person from Texas. No, these are privileged people who've never done a real job in their life, never worked a hard day in their life. You know, he's even said, this Mamdani, that, you know, if he was in a different situation, he would have to ask his dad for money to help support him. That's the person you want running New York City? Oh, let's hope not. Let's hope not. So that's some of the things. And that press conference just happened here. I'm seeing the breaking news now that Kamala Harris will not be running for California governor on TV right now. So I beat Fox News. I got it to you first. That's why you listen to me. Well, in our area, back to our area, and there's a lot of stories happening in our area. The deadline, if you're in Lackawanna County, to file an appeal for reassessment is Friday. This Friday. So, I mean, today's almost over. You have tomorrow and you have Friday. And if you're mailing it in, if it's not postmarked by a certain time on Friday, they will not accept it. So far, they are extremely under what they expected as far as reassessments. And I'm pretty surprised at that. If you are thinking about doing this, and I highly recommend you at least look into it, you get your reassessment paperwork that was sent to you and your value that they're saying your home is worth. You can go to many tools, Zillow being one of them. You can go to any real estate app, and you can search for homes that have recently been sold in your area. Now, I'm very familiar with the Zillow app. That's what I use. That's why I'll talk about that more. But there are many others, whatever you're comfortable with using. If you have access to multiple listing service, if you have somebody who's in the real estate business, that's even better. You can narrow your search. You could set filters for your search for homes similar to yours. And it's not very hard to do. It's not hard to do at all. And you can get your amount of bedrooms, your amount of square footage, your amount of bathrooms, around the size of the property you have. If you have a detached garage, if you don't have a garage, you could set a lot of filters and just do a search in that area. And search to see what homes that match your criteria. And if you could come up with two or three of them that are severely under what they're saying your home is going to sell for, well, that's evidence for you to bring to an appeal. Now, you have to pay a fee to have this hearing. I believe it's $25 or $35. I don't have it on the top of my head, but it's something like that. There is a fee to do it, but it's not, you know, a crazy fee. And you print out those recent home sales. Now, it'll have what the selling price was for. It'll have when it sold, the date. So you can say, if they try and say, well, this was 2 years ago. No, you can say it wasn't. And if you can't find anything that is even close to your house description, selling for the amount they're saying, that's evidence for you to say, hey, my house is being overvalued here. And let them make their decision. There are some good people on these boards, I believe. And I think if you not only print out the sheets from whatever service you're using, Zillow or any, you know, real estate app that's out there, and it's there $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, sometimes $80,000 less than yours, print those out, and then you can go to the Lackawanna County Deed website and look up those exact houses, put the address in, and print that out to show, you know, what those houses, here's the proof from your own website that this house did sell for this amount. If they don't want to take the website, the private website, the commercial website's information that you're using. And it's worth a shot. If you have the time to go down there, if you can print these things out. I mean, I looked at my house the other day and it took me, you know, 40 minutes to get three comparables that were anywhere from $40,000 to $80,000 less than they're saying my house is worth. Same style house, same kind of property, same amount of bedrooms, same amount of bathrooms. And that's enough to go to them and say, here, you know, here's the comparable home sales in my area that are not even close to what you're saying my house is worth. So how can I possibly sell this house for this much? And they'll look at that and they'll make a decision. And a lot of times they can make a decision right then and there. And, you know, what's the worst that happens? You walk out with the same value that you're going to be paying anyway, or maybe they knock tens of thousands of dollars off and say, you know, you're right. Maybe it's somewhere here in the middle, or maybe your house is a little nicer compared to these pictures we have of the other ones. But it's worth a shot. But the fact that they were expecting 7,000 or 8,000 appeals so far, and they only have under 3,000, I believe was said. They received about 2,500 appeals as of Tuesday morning of this week. And they expect at least 650 more by the deadline on Friday. That's well under what they were expecting. They were expecting 7,000 or 8,000. I expected even more than that. So, again, a lot of this is not knowing what your actual tax is going to be. I think when we get the actual tax value, it's going to be an eye-opener for a lot of people. Right now, that you just have a home value. It's just a number. They don't have the formula. They didn't give you an estimate. Okay, here's what your new taxes are going to be. I mean, if you think about it, if they gave you a number, an estimate, because they could have, they chose not to because of the appeals. The final number cannot be done. The final formula cannot be done until all the appeals are heard, which I believe will be by November 15th. That number will be out. And then they can estimate your tax. They could tell you what your tax is going to be. Now, if they had an estimate now and it says, all right, my taxes are going to go up $50. My taxes are going to go up $80, $100. You know, they say one-third taxes are going to go up, one-third of people is going to stay the same, one-third is going to go down. I'll believe that when I see it. And Monroe County, who just hired Tyler Technologies, is telling its people the same thing. And we're going to look into that here on the Rob O'Donnell Show when those formulas are out. Who did have their taxes decreased? Who did stay the same? Whose did go up? And I'm kind of guessing that most of ours are going to go up. I don't see how this one-third, one-third, one-third is going to work out, but hopefully it does. But we're going to look into that as well. I also find it odd, again, not a smoking gun, but odd that a lot of the officials in Lackawanna County that I looked at, their homes were undervalued as per their assessment when you compare it to the local real estate websites that they say their house could sell for or should sell for, where mine was within $170 of itself. My commercial website and my reassessment was in within $170 of each other. So you think, okay, well, maybe they're on the money. And then I look at the comparable home sales in my area, and like I said, anywhere from $30,000, $40,000 to $80,000 less is what the homes were selling for. Actual sales, not what Zillow is telling me the potential my house is worth. Because basically that's what the reassessment is telling you, what the potential of your house could sell for. Could being the key word there. But if you're planning on doing an appeal, and I implore you to download, you don't even have to download it. You could do it right from your browser, but download the Zillow app. You can log in with your Google email or whatever you have. You don't even have to log in if you don't want to. And do a comparable search for your area. And in the filters, you can match it to as close to your house and property as you can. And see what homes are selling for that are compared to yours around your area. And if it's drastically less, and again, this will take you under an hour. If it's drastically less than what your reassessment is telling you your house is worth, I'd print out two or three of them and file for an appeal. And bring that paperwork to them when you go for your appeal. Again, worst thing they can say is, nope, you're going to be paying the same. And hopefully they look at the information that you're looking at and they say, oh, you're right. You know, some should get knocked off this. But again, Friday is the deadline. That's the most important part of this conversation, if you choose to appeal or not. It is 3:22 here at WILK. We'll be back with the Rob O'Donnell Show.